Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Glenn Smurl, who is one of the owners of Smurl Home Farms. The farm is going to be having a special event this year, and he's going to talk to us about it. Hi, Glenn. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Candace. My pleasure.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the sunflower.
What is it? The sunflowers and be amazed.
And be amazed, right. Yes.
B-E-E.
Okay, is this something you've done before, or is this a new event?
Yeah. So this is the second annual event. We started last year with the first year, of course. Mm-hmm. That's what would make it the first. And what we decided to do, well, first of all, I was a dairy farmer all my life. Mm-hmm. And when I turned 50, I knew I had to make a bit of a change. Whenever I went to the University of Guelph way, way back a long time ago, I took an apiary management course that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of always going to try and get back to that. 30 years went by and I sold the cows and we decided we'd give it a try. Marketing is always the trick, right? And lots of people produce honey. And I thought, well, what can I do to stand out a bit? And also, what can I do to sort of help out around a bit? We decided that we would open up the farm to people. I always found it important that people know where their food comes from. But before we did that, we spent a couple of years cultivating some wildflower plots and seeing how to make sunflowers grow like we want them to, and just getting the better of all that. So last year was the first year we opened up to the public. Flowers and the bee exhibits and stuff were great. There was a few other hiccups that you learn as you go. And then the other thing is we're in conjunction with the Winchester District Memorial Hospital Cancer Care Foundation. Yeah, so this is our second crack at it. We're hoping to do it a little bit better.
Okay, I think there's a small fee to attend, and then you're putting some of your profits towards the WDMH. Is that right?
That's correct. Like, it's $8 advance. Children 5 and under are free, and then it's $10 at the door. I think we're being pretty reasonable, because once you get in, we have horse-drawn wagon rides. Wyatt McWilliams from Navindale Farms in Navin is coming back with his Clydesdale. We're doing horse-drawn wagon rides both Saturdays and Sundays of the both weekends from noon to 4. That'll bring you from the main barn back to the wildflower plot, which is, 300 meters. Some people walk it, but everybody enjoys the ride. Once you're back there, we have some live music. CC and company are playing from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon of both weekends. The second weekend, we have the Thirst Responder cocktail trailer set up back there. They're going to be making cocktails with our honey. Because looking at all those wildflowers, that can be thirsty work. We have educational set up both in and around the wildflower meadow, explaining what some of the plants are and their importance, along with some of the animals and insects that are attracted to the plot. Once we kind of like Field of Dreams, build it and they will come. And we have an observation hive where you can see the bees live working behind glass. It's pretty neat. Everybody always gets a kick out of that. And we'll be selling sunflower bouquets from Gandon Gardens in Ormond, and of course Smurl Home Farms award-winning honey will be for sale. But once you pay the $8 advance or $10 to get in, the wagon rides and the band and all that is part of your price.
Part of the experience,
yeah. If you want to partake in, well, the other thing I was going to say, we have Simply Baked Catering has come with some of their wonderful food, and so anything extra, like if you want to enjoy a cocktail or or we also have, juice and water, stuff like that for kids, or food. That's an extra cost, but everything else is part of the admission fee.
Okay, that sounds great. I understand then sort of part of your goal is to bring people closer to the food that is grown locally, and also to bring people an awareness of, like, the things we need for food, like bees, for example, and wildflowers and so on. Is that right?
100%. Like I say, I dairy farmed for 30 years, and whenever I was milking cows, I was on different milk committees, always getting out to the fairs and whatnot to talk to people. Consumers need to know where their food comes from, and most of them are hungry to know that. And if you if they don't get a chance to talk to the consumers, well, then you don't really get a chance to know.
Yeah, it's a real issue. More and more people are further and further removed from a farm background. If you look at the majority, like when I was a kid, for instance, well, I grew up on a farm, but and everybody I knew grew up on farms. But then the next generation, like my kids grew up on a hobby farm and their kids are growing up on, you know, maybe they might have a few chickens in a garden kind of thing, but they're, you get further and further away and they're the exception, right? Like they're the, they're closer than most people are to it.
That's a great point. Like whenever, I'm not sure how, what vintage you are, but whenever I was growing up, I was on the farm and a lot of my friends were on the farm, but people that weren't directly on the farm had an uncle or a brother or a cousin that was on the farm.
Or grandparents,
Our grandparents, right. And so there was a direct link there. But as time goes on, that's getting further and further away. I remember when I was still milking cows, I'd meet people in at the exhibition in Ottawa or Toronto, and you'd tell them, you know, you milk cows, and every day, yep, weekend, yep, morning and night, Christmas, yep. You know, people just can't. So I think it's important that they understand where their food comes from and how it's made.
That's really a big issue these days. And there's fewer chances at agricultural fairs and stuff like that for that kind of education to take place as well. It's
exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're almost out of time. Is there anything you want to add?
Nothing too much. Just we're really hoping people come. Like we have lots to offer here, but we also encourage if you want to just bring a picnic and enjoy the flowers. We have picnic tables and chairs set up around. Once you're here, it's up to you what you do. Lots to see and lots to do, but if you just want to find a quiet spot and sit, we're good with that too. Partial proceeds are going to the Winchester District Memorial Hospital Cancer Care Fund. We'll also have donation boxes set up around the farm. This year we raised $2,000 and we're hoping to do better, but it sounds cliche, but we can't do it without you, so we hope people come.
Okay, and just tell us where your farm is located and what the dates and hours are.
Right. So this weekend is opening weekend, the 28th, 29th, and 30th of July. And then the next, very next weekend, which is the long weekend, is the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, with the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of that weekend. We're at 65 Main Street in Morwood, just half a kilometer east of the lights on County Road 13, Morwood Road.
Right. So when you go into the center of Morwood, if you're coming from the north, for instance, you would turn left.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and like I say, you can't miss us. We've got a big sign at the end of the road that says Smurl Home Farms, and I think that's about it. Like I say, we're really hoping people come. Flowers are looking good. Yeah, we're just hoping to have people.
It's been a good year for plants, eh? Heat and humidity, that's just what they like.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. Anything, if people get complaining about humidity, I say, well, you know, anything with a root in the ground loves this kind of weather.
That's right. Okay, well, thanks so much, Glenn. We really appreciate you taking the time. I know you have a very busy week this week. Thanks for coming on the show.
It was my pleasure.
I'm Candace Vetter. This is Local First on CJRO Radio, last on the dial and first for local news.